This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Governor John Hickenlooper signed a bill earlier this month that sets the stage for the creation of a health insurance exchange here in Colorado. With me to talk about what's next in the process and its potential impact on residents and businesses is Jeff Nuttall, publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Erin.
Now, I understand it was a rocky road for the measure, but the Colorado legislature did end up passing Senate Bill 200, which was signed by Governor Hickenlooper a few weeks ago. Tell us a little about the bill and what its passage means.
Well, the bill was a bipartisan effort and a compromise between business interests and health reformer hopes, which is something of a miracle in itself. It was co-sponsored by Senate Democrat Betty Boyd and House Republican Amy Stevens. While it had fairly strong opposition from conservative opponents of the federal health care law, it got a push over the top by business interests like the National Federation of Independent Businesses, NFIB, who saw the bill as a way to maintain as much control over the creation of the health exchange as possible. The bill's passage now ensures that Colorado remains on target in meeting the timetable of the health care reform law.
What would have happened if the legislature hadn't been able to pass Senate Bill 200?
Well, that was the part that seemed to get enough people on board to pass it. If Colorado could not set up its own health insurance exchange, then the state would have been forced to be a part of the federally created exchange and have much less say over how it works.
Right. So what are these health insurance exchanges supposed to do?
Under the Federal Health Care Reform Act signed by President Obama last year, every state is supposed to set up a health insurance exchange or marketplace where insurance companies can offer their plans and benefits, and consumers, both businesses and individuals, can more easily shop and compare. The basic idea of these exchanges will bring bulk buying power to the marketplace and help reduce rates and lower insurance costs.
Right. It seems to be about giving consumers more power to shop for the best plans, which can be very confusing right now. So how will Colorado's exchange be set up then?
Well, that's the next step. Each state has the freedom to put together its own plan according to its own priorities. So between now and July 1, Governor Hickenlooper and the legislative leadership is recruiting members of a 9-member board that will oversee the process. The governor gets to pick 5 of the members, and the leadership of both the House and the Senate will pick 2 members. Also serving on the board as non-voting members will be the state insurance commissioner and representatives of the offices of health care policy and financing and economic development.
So when do these exchanges go into effect?
Well, the 9-member board will go to work this summer to begin crafting how Colorado's exchange will operate. Its work will include appointing an executive director to administer the exchange, creating operational and financing plans, and deciding on the overall structure of the exchange. A number of volunteer groups have already begun focusing on issues the board will look into, such as what factors are most important to small business. The board is supposed to have a plan ready for legislative review by January 2013. Then testing of the exchanges is expected to start that summer, with the exchanges up and running by January 1st, 2014. This according to the requirements of the Health Care Reform Act.
So how is Colorado doing in this effort?
Colorado is actually the 8th state to pass enabling legislation to get the process off the ground, but it's the first state to do so with a divided legislature, as Governor Hickenlooper pointed out when he signed SB 200. So Colorado really is one of the leaders at this point.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. You can read more about the health insurance exchange in tomorrow's edition.